أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead us astray, or there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates, and I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. Surely this Quran guides to what is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers who work righteousness, that they shall have a great reward. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, bi-idhnillah, Allah blessed you to look up at the night sky. Or maybe you notice a light coming through your window that wasn't there a couple of nights before. That would have been the full moon. Inshallah, and bi-idhnillah ta'ala, unless you just didn't pay attention, it was very difficult for you to miss it. What this means, inshallah ta'ala, before we get into the heart of our khutbah, inshallah, is that the full moon marks the middle of the month. It marks the middle of the month. On those months where it will be a short month, meaning only 29 days, the moon comes somewhat in the middle on the 14th night. And thus that night, that month rather, is 29 days. However, alhamdulillah, we have this time, it has appeared on the 15th night. As we know, the night comes before the day. We look for the moon before we begin to fast. That marks the first night of the holy month Ramadan. Today is the 15th day of the holy month Ramadan. Which means if you started fasting on the 21st, you're missing a day. Just thought I should tell you. Don't believe me, believe your eyes. It was a full moon last night, inshallah ta'ala, 15th night of the holy month Ramadan. With that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us to have fasted in this holy month and to reach its white nights, as they are called. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made every month, special with its white nights. In other words, its middle is special to seek the blessing and ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no time more auspicious or more valuable than the white nights, outside of course of Laylatul Qadr, than the white nights of the holy month of Ramadan. So inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah ta'ala to accept our fasting, accept our supplication, accept our ibadah, our worship of Him, inshallah ta'ala, perfect it, bi-idhnillah, and bless us to be risen amongst the righteous, saved from the torment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire, and blessed with paradise, inshallah. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the subject of our khutbah today is the mu'ajiza, the miracle of this holy month, and that is Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the Holy Qur'an. Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the source of this name has been debated, believe it or not. And we know that its root comes from the three letters, Qaf, Ra, and Noon, and it is spelled with Qaf, Ra, Alif, and Noon, with Medda, which is the elongation over the Alif. This, according to some Arabic linguists, this word Quran is derived from the word Qiran. Qirani, Qiranu, rather, shay bi shay, to compare one thing against another. Because there is the comparison in the Holy Quran between the chapters, between the verses, between the letters. And some linguists of the Arabic language have said that it is derived from the word al-qara'in, which means proof or evidence. Proofs in the plural, evidences in the plural. Why? Because anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions something in the Holy Quran, He gives its proof. He gives the evidence of this. He mentions that there is evidence, or He bear witnesses to something that we can see. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. Swearing by something each that all that we can see. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا. The star by the star. وَاللَّيْلِ by the night. وَالْقَمَرِ by the moon. وَالضُحَى by the glorious morning light. وَالشَّمْسِ as we mentioned, by the sun. These are things that we can see, and he swears by this proof that it is here and that I swear by it. It is evidence of what I'm going to mention later. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is one of the reasons of the opinion of some scholars for this particular derivative, or rather source of this word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to call his book Al-Quran. The other common derivative, قَرَأَ يَقْرَأُ قُرْآنًا, from the word, from the very first word that Allah SWT revealed of the Holy Quran to Prophet Muhammad SAW, اقرأ, read. And that it is read often and over and over. It is not the reading or that which is read once, but that it is read over and over and over and over again. And that this reading, this recitation, this recital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, it has different readings at different times. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Holy Quran when He said, يَا مَعَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. You should know that Allah SWT in Surah Al-Rahman, He said, O assembly of jinn and men, if you can pass beyond the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not be able to do so, illa bi sultan, without authority, permission, science, knowledge. The time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, he knew. But many of his companions could not fathom what we know today. This day exactly. Holy month of Ramadan, the 15th. That they landed another rover on Mars today. They called it the 7 minutes of terror. They, you know, they can terrorize themselves now. 7 minutes of terror. Because it takes 14 minutes for the signal to travel from Mars to Earth. And so during that 7 minutes of its descent, they don't know what's going to happen. But inshallah ta'ala, they were successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the facilitator, and Allah knows best. But again, in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, unless they asked, even then they didn't have the same picture that we have today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, pass you beyond the boundaries with permission. So now the Holy Quran has revealed itself in another way for the era of space travel and technology. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what may come in generations in the future. But its reading is always different. Same words, but its meaning has layers like an onion. Every layer peeled back, same piece. No different, but a different understanding, a different meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and says to His Prophet Muhammad, قُلْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, say, if the sea
were ink, لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي, if the seas were ink for the words of your Lord, or whether my Lord, Rabbi, surely the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord would ever be finished, even if we brought another sea like it to back it up, to give it more ink, would be exhausted. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He revealed and placed in our hands far exceed our comprehension. He has to explain some of the concepts that He has not let us in on until He explains it. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, and what will explain to you, مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, what the night of Qadr is. Who knew about this night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us? He is the architect of time, of night and day. Who knew about this glorious time that He has designated and placed it as a crown of the nights in the holy month of Ramadan? And that every eye who fasts this month is looking forward to catch its blessings. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, what will explain it to you? See again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran, Kalimatullah, the words, or Kalamullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to give us the true meaning. We glean something from that is obvious. We glean from the words what is known from their meaning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of what we did not know. And again, as He mentions in His book, and if all the trees of the earth were pens, and the sea with the seven seas behind it to add to its supply were ink, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Surely Allah is Azizul Hakim, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot begin to understand the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and placed here amongst, in our midst, easily accessible with His knowledge, with His light that He has permitted to shine and be renewed for every generation until the Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. To make it clear, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, and surely we have explained our warnings, our promises, the examples in this Qur'an, that those who do not believe may receive the warning, take heed, but it only increases them in their aversion. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, do they not think deeply in the Qur'an, or are their hearts locked up from understanding it? Na'udhu billah min thalik. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent it all down. Fi laylatil qadr. The whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed, as we mentioned before, to Sama' ad-Dunya. To give you an example, as when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He ascended with Jibreel alayhi salam, He stopped at a place and knocked on a door. And there was a reply, who is it? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam. Obviously they could see that there was somebody with him. Who's with you? So I don't know if there's actually a peephole. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. But I do know that they asked, who is with you? He said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Had he been given the revelation? He said, yes. And only when he said yes, Jibreel alayhi salam, was he permitted enter. Welcome. This happened on each occasion at each level. And again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the language of English does not allow us to give you an example because every sky is just this sky. When we say sama, in English they say, oh, that sky. Or heaven. One. Or they'll say, oh, the seven skies. Okay, well, let me ask you what seven skies you're talking about in English. Because what we're talking about are levels, each one that has its own earth. So there is a place that Allah SWT created in this sama, heaven above this earth. Strata, which really is a better term, that can receive all of the Holy Quran. That it rests there. Now. Now. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. He didn't say he took it up. He said that's where he sent it down. And from there, Jibreel alayhi salam revealed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have him reveal over the 23 or more years to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they say that one of two things occurred. And it's the latter that we believe because we don't see our own angels. We are not equipped to see in that vibration. Just like we don't see X-rays, we don't see gamma rays, we don't see UV rays. Yeah, there's a whole lot that we don't see. The science does acknowledge. Yeah, we can't see that. So you shouldn't get it twisted about, oh, well, that's a figment of their imagination. No, I don't really believe that. You better believe it. It's true. It's that we have a diminished capacity in this form as a human being. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a human being. And they said, well, either one or two things had to happen. Either he was transformed into an angel so he could see angels, or Jibreel alayhi salam transformed himself into a shape and a vibration that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see and that they could converse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Holy Quran, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. That Jibreel alayhi salam, the trustworthy ruh, has brought down the Quran upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you may be one of the warners. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we mentioned the Quran in the holy month of Ramadan because there is a tie between them that extends beyond this life. There is a bond between them that extends beyond this life. According to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, the fasting and the Holy Quran will intercede for the slave of Allah on the Day of Judgment. The fasting will say, O Allah, I stopped him from his food and his desires, so allow me to intercede for him. And the Holy Quran will say, O Allah, I stopped him from sleeping at night, so allow me to intercede on his behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant both of them intercession. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they will come forth with proof, with the record. This day he fasted, we'll say the holy month Ramadan. This day he completed the task and abstained from food and abstained from his desires. And the Holy Quran will come this night. His eyes were tired. This night he was sleep deprived because he was reading me. And they will be the two witnesses, as we know in Islam. If you want to bring proof, you got to bring two witnesses. They will stand as the two witnesses. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what we don't understand, I guess, when we hear this hadith, we don't ask the question, well, why intercede? Ah! That person was going to hell. That's why the intercession. Even for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why we ask. When we hear the adhan, oh Allah, grant him the position and the status, the honor that you promised him, wasila wa fadila. So that if we fall short and we have the collar for those bound for the fire around our necks, he can step in. Oh Allah, allow me to intercede. It's the only reason intercession is necessary. You're going to hell. Let me intercede for you. Wait a minute. That's the reason. May Allah save us from that and grant us the lenient judgment. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked him, and it was Laylatul Qadr, what should I say this night? He said, ask Allah for a lenient judgment. She asked, what does that mean? He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you anything on the day of judgment, that day you are not going to paradise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we know very well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended this book in the best month and the best night. And that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that it is this night, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. 83 years from the years that we count, roughly. A lifetime. A lifetime even longer than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as on this earth. He did not live to be 83 years old from our understanding in this dunya. So it's better than a lifetime, a opportunity to gain good deeds. It's better that one night, if Allah blesses you to catch it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he let us know that this Quran that was sent down, it has many, many names. Of them, 55 are well known. Kalamullah, Kitab al-Mubin, Al-Quran al-Kareem, Al-Nur al-Mubin, Al-Huda, Al-Rahma, Al-Furqan, Al-Shifa, Al-Kitab al-Munir. الكتاب المحكم التذكر الذكر العلى الحكمة البالغة الكتاب الحكيم الكتاب المحيمن الكتاب المبارك حبل الله السيرات المستقيم yes سيرات المستقيم is one of its names الكتاب القيم القول الفصل قول الفصل النبو العظيم أحسن الحديث التنزيل الروح الوحي المثاني القرآن العربي القول البصائر للناس البيان البيان العلم القصص بالحق الهادي القرآن العجيب التذكرة العرة الوثقى الكتاب المتشابه الكتاب المفصل الصدق العدل الإيمان أمر الأمر الله البشرى القرآن المجيد البشير النذير الكتاب العزيز البلاغ الصحف المكرمة المرفوع المطهرة علم الرحمن القرآن الكريم هدى القرآن الحكيم هدى للمتقين القرآن الميسر أن القرآن ذي ذكر These are the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his book by. As a reminder, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and bi'idhnillah ta'ala, we are reminded. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم As is recorded in the book Sahih Bukhari, he said, The best of you are those who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it. And he also said, the one who is continuous in his recitation of the Holy Quran, then he is written down or numbered as those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Holy Quran, مَا سَفَرَ كِرَامًا بَرَّرًا The ones who are honorable and obedient, those who are the scribes. In the hands of the scribes, honorable and obedient, specifically in Surah Al-Abasa. Just simply by being consistent in reading the Holy Quran. And he continued, and the one who recites, who reads, The Quran, with difficulty, will have two rewards. One, for his recitation. And the other, for the difficulty that he experiences in pronouncing the words. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I must remind you as I remind myself As we mentioned in previous khutbah, for those of us that we find the language difficult, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the effort is worth it. as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's reminding you. And I remind you again, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that every letter is a hasana, is a reward worth 10. And he mentioned, and I am not saying that alif lam mim is one word, but that alif is a letter and worth 10, and lam is a letter worth 10. Hasana, reward. And mim is a letter worth 10. And this is just in any month. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do your math. If it was on Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to read alif lam mim, it's worth 10 times 40. 10 times 40. And during the holy month of Ramadan, the minimum that you get is 700. So if you're reading in the holy month of Ramadan on a Friday, then it's 10 times 40 times 700. Just reading alif, lam, mim. And who knows what that barakah would be? Who knows but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what that rahmah may be, that reward may be. It may be something in the dunya that is a ni'mah for you, a blessing, or it may be something in the dunya that Allah removes a harm from you, that's a blessing. Or it may be that you really need it when you show up on the day of judgment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored it away for you as a mercy from Him. But what I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, specifically those of us who may struggle with the Holy Quran in its language of Arabic, try. Make the effort. It is worth it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his words are enshrined in the Holy Quran, in that what he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. My people have neglected this Quran. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one brother stopped me last Friday. Brother Omar, could you remind the people that you can't drink water after Fajr? After the adhan comes in, would you please tell them that when Fajr is in, that's it. No water, no food, no nothing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not Sunnah. Of course it is. This is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says it. That we fast from night to night. We begin our fast with the adhan of Salatul Fajr, when it comes in. That's why these prayer schedules are so important. When that time says, as it said this morning, 3:53, that's it. That's it. You better have had all your swallows and sips before 3:53 and have an accurate clock. You know, I know some of us run around with 10-minute late watches. Don't do that during this month. Oh, my watch is a little slow. No, you better not do it in this month. You'll come up slow on the day of judgment with no fast. That's our job. That's our mission. We want all of the reward. That's the point. And we cannot discard this Quran in the process. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is no better time to gain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not going to catch it, and you should not look to catch it. If you end your day, work on your day. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed to see the Eid. Let alone Laylatul Qadr. There is no guarantee. So we have to make use of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of time. To fast and to be meticulous, diligent about it, protective. The last thing you need is something to break your fast because either you were being weak or you didn't know. I should not have to revisit those things that we know are haram. Look, the fast is fasting from halal. Again, the fast is fasting from halal, what is permissible. So please don't include any haram in this month at all. Because you would have destroyed all of that work. 17 hours of fasting. Who wants to do that? For 30 days. Again, the fast means that we refrain from what Allah has permitted. The water, the halal food, the visiting with our spouses, what He's permitted. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please have mercy on yourselves. You've heard of the word funeral, right? One day it's going to be your name. His funeral, her funeral. It will be attached to your name one day, guaranteed. And that is what these hours, these moments of fasting and experiencing the hunger and thirst are for, so that when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can show we did something more than ride our wicked desires. That's what this time is for. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, two things. Three, actually. Please, please, please don't forget them. This is not the month to be guessing about what food you break your fast with. This is not the month for that. You may, Allah may mercy you in other months. This is not the month for that. It's not the month for Burger King, McDonald's, and it's not the month for that. Find you some halal chicken. Be sure that it is slaughtered properly. Find you some dhabiha, lamb or beef. Make sure it is slaughtered properly from people who fear Allah. Not merchants who will sell you anything. If you ask if it was kosher, they nod their head too. Yes, it's kosher too. No. It better be dhabiha halal. Slaughtered at the time that it was alive, with a Muslim saying, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Please, do not cheat yourself. Number two, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not the time to be gaining your rizq from haram. The Quran will come against you on the day of judgment, and your fast will be zero. This is not the time for that. I don't care how much money you think you're going to gain. You are gaining dust that you will wish you had ran from on the day of judgment. It's no doubt about it, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We are not to be selling lottery tickets. Please. We are not to be selling khanzir, pork. We are not to be selling even meat that we can't eat. We are the Muslims. Anything that Allah has forbidden for us to participate in, we are forbidden to traffic in. I don't care where you are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the reasons why He descended the Quran to the Sama. that which is over the whole earth, so that it cannot be misconstrued to say, oh, it was revealed in Mecca, it was sent down in Mecca, so therefore it really only applies there.
No.
If it's you under that sky, it's for you. Period. It applies wherever you are. Period. It is linnas for mankind. And alamin, everything that is under that samah, it's for that. Period. So therefore, its rules, its hukum, apply. And we must abide by them. Number three. And I mention this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida, and speak the truth. The truth is, if she ain't your wife, you got a problem. The truth is, if she's not a Muslim, you got a double problem. If he's not a Muslim, you got a problem, sister. If he's not your husband, you got a problem. Abstain. Move. Live with your mama or daddy during this month. This ain't the month for that. Ain't no girlfriend, boyfriend in Islam. Those are just two devils for the fire. That's it. I don't care what some sheikh said to you. I will just say this to you, inshallah ta'ala, and leave you for Allah. Allah says, don't marry them unless they Muslim. It's in the same ayah that we want to beat up the women in Islam. Oh, you can't marry a kafir. Same ayah, the exact same ayah says so for you, Muslim. Again, if you don't get the clear picture, when you go before the people to acknowledge your marriage, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't witness it, that both participants are Muslim, it's batil. It has no existence. How in the world is she testifying to some other God while you saying Allah is God? Where is their marriage? And I can guarantee there are members on this floor that say, yes, I testify that the fruits of that, when the children come and there wants to be the Christmas trees and the Easter and this and that, then you see what I told you was the truth. Don't fool with that kafir. Leave her alone. Marry a Muslim. As Allah says in His book, a believing slave is better for you. He says it. Simple as that. Well, brother, what are you talking about? It says you can marry. It can marry from those tribes. If they were kafir and they became Muslim, they are okay for you to marry. Why? Because that was forbidden for the people before you. That's why it's mentioned that way. It was forbidden for Bani Israel to marry anybody else except Bani Israel. Okay? We don't know. That's why we need to read our Quran and understand our Quran. We think, oh, it says we can marry from those tribes. No, no, no. Wait a minute. Get it right, brother. Get it right. It says that so that it's clear that the distinction that was made upon those before you, that they could only marry from that tribe. That is no longer your problem. If they are from Bani Israel, but they became Muslim, you can marry them. If they're from another form, another place, and they accept Islam, that there is no God but Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His messenger, and they believe in the last day, they accept Islam, you can marry them. No problem. That is a distinction. If you in a current situation, I advise you to move out your house. I advise you to make sure you protect yourself. Because there's no other month you're going to get forgiven for adultery except in this month. So you best not be committing it. And to sleep with a woman that is kafir is to commit adultery. It is zina. Period. Allah says, speak the truth, or Allah be a witness that I delivered the message. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, my time is short. And I'm not going to belabor the point that we've been trying to drive home for the last several months. All that I will say, inshallah, is that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those Muslims who invest. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has placed in their hearts concern for His house. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have been made to wake up to the need for a masjid. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed them to be steadfast, that whether they have good times or bad times, they never forget the masjid. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expand their means, increase their health, protect their wealth, bless them to continue in this dunya with good deeds. Save them from the chastisement of the grave and protect them from the hellfire. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them in this life, those who are committed to giving for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hands more than what they gave out of their hands. And for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed to give $100, who sacrifice, as I know many have sacrificed, who really, really were taking food out of the mouths of their children for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you to be like those that He guaranteed a place in Jannah before they leave this earth. That He let them see their place in paradise before they leave this earth. So that they can rest assured when death comes for them, they can meet Him with a smile. I'm going to paradise. Bah. And be happy. May Allah give them the best of rewards. For those who have sacrificed and continue to provide the electricity for the masjid, to pay for the hot water in the masjid, to pay for the insurance on the masjid, to help where now, alhamdulillah, though it's hot outside, it's at least tolerable inside because they paid to get the air conditioners fixed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you whatever is good in this life and save you from His wrath. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam meets you at the fountain of Kawthar and includes you amongst the residents of Jannatul Firdaws. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to reward you for your sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting. May He bless you with children that will pray for you and be righteous until the day of judgment. May He give you mountains of good deeds in this life and meet you on the day of judgment and remind you and say to you, Idkhuli jannati, enter my paradise, pleased and well pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from them and bless us all to be more like those who appreciate the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make that sacrifice. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in this month to be fasting, has blessed us to be Muslim, and there is no better blessing on earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, inshallah ta'ala. May He heal the hearts of those who have reservations about giving to this masjid. Guide them to the right way, inshallah ta'ala. Bless them to be amongst those who are generous and save them from the whispers of the shaitan.
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, while I have your undivided attention, I must announce to you now, we will be, inshallah ta'ala, advising that you give a minimum, inshallah ta'ala, of $10. A minimum of $10 for Zakat al-Fitr. That's number one. Number two, next Friday will be the last Friday that we will collect it. If you put it in after Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah on Friday, after the Salat is over, we will not be able to accept it. It will go strictly to the sadaqah of the masjid. We will not accept it. So inshallah ta'ala, be reminded that Zakat al-Fitr is $10 per person in the family. $10 per person in your family that personally in your household. So if you got two, it's you and that person. You got three, you and that person and other person. That means each of us have to give $10. Each one feed one. $10 is what the minimum, inshallah ta'ala, that pays for a meal for those, inshallah ta'ala, among the poor. So that you know, inshallah ta'ala, we have a relationship with some people in Syria, the Muslims there, and you know as well as we know that they are in a very bad shape. So we, inshallah ta'ala, once we take care of those few that we know that are in dire need here, that will be where we will be sending the bulk of the money, inshallah ta'ala, because we know it will get to those poor who need it, who are in desperate need, and who, subhanAllah, their situation is, subhanAllah, Allah, may Allah help them, inshallah. Finally, inshallah, so that we are very clear, again, next Friday, after Jumu'ah, is the deadline. $10 per person for Zakat al-Fitr. We will only be accepting cash and checks. No credit cards for this. Cash and checks only, inshallah. جزاك الله كل خير عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.